from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got a question for 49er fans. Yeah, he made 4 NFC title games in 5 years. You've gone to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You got a veteran-laden team. They know what it takes.
Tons of success.
Why would you be playing the starters on offense tomorrow? And I'm assuming defense, too. Usually you don't see this from teams that you would figure are equipped to make a Super Bowl run. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're missing a couple pieces, Donnie.
Exactly.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Exactly.
A couple big pieces.
This is a highway to the danger zone. If you know what I mean.
Kenny Loggins. Tom Cruise. This is Kenny Loggins.
But he was the guy in the movie that it came from.
That's true.
No, we're gonna talk a lot about this today. And it's from what Kyle Shanahan said on Tuesday. Here it is. Bottom line.
Yeah, I'd like the starters to play. We'll see how today and tomorrow go, but that's the plan.
All right, he wants the starters to play. And we had Matt Barrows on Wednesday. And Matt Barrows said that the offensive starters, at least, might play as much as a half. Is that good or bad? Is that good or bad?
It's bad if someone gets hurt.
Okay.
But, again, I think, doesn't Shanahan, he always zigs when you think he's going to zag.
It's a great point.
Like, this dude, I swear, just keeps everyone on their toes. And I'm sure there's some reason behind it. Obviously, the starters outside of Brock Purdy haven't really played much in the preseason. But it is strange to me, Steiny, because the last week of the preseason is generally the week where everyone sits. I mean, Mahomes isn't playing. He played last week. Even someone like Caleb Williams. So I guess he's a rookie. He played the first 2 preseason games. He's not playing. You're not going to see a lot of big-name starters out there. The New York Jets, week 1 opponent for the Niners, just announced that Aaron Rodgers ain't playing on over this weekend. He's going to be sitting and waiting for week 1. Like, it does beg the question, how come?
Here's what I think, and I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but isn't this the only way to see what you look like without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk? Is to play the starters without them? And in the back of your mind somewhere, you have to have the thought of, maybe they're not coming back by the opener. And maybe this is the way to get a look at the team, even though you don't want to get a look at this team. You don't want to have to get a look at this team because you don't think this is the team that you're going to be playing regular season games in. But if you're playing it, it's going to sound weird, but if you're playing it super safe, I'm not talking about injuries in a preseason game. if you're playing it super safe, why not play the starters without Trent and without Ayuk and take a look at what you have? And is it too simple to say, well, if they don't look good, then maybe there's more urgency to get those guys in here if you see something out there you don't like?
But you've already had two opportunities at a dress rehearsal,
right,
which is basically what this is. You know, it's two nights before opening night, and you got to figure out when you're going to get up on stage and who your main actors are going to be. But you've already had two preseason games to do that, and that's why, again, it just felt weird that last weekend Brock was out there with the rest of the first stringers. You know, I think there probably is a position where Shanahan wanted to get him some live reps, but then why not the other guys? Here's how I kind of read it, and I'm curious what you think about this. I don't think Kyle Shanahan believed that these negotiations were going to go on this long, because I don't think that you go and play your starters for an entire half unless you assume that there's a possibility that you don't have either of your two big boys for the start of the regular season, and that this might linger on up until week one or into the regular season. I think that they thought that it'd be done by now, and that they would have an opportunity to get Ayuk, and maybe even Trent probably wouldn't play, but at least Ayuk into the fold and into training camp and get him ready for this season. Like when I see them trotting out Kittle and Debo and probably Purdy and, you know, as many starting offensive linemen as possible without Trent, probably a lot of defensive guys too, outside of maybe Bosa, I don't know, Warner. It does feel to me like Shanahan is telling us that there's a good chance that this could be the team going into week one.
I don't disagree with you. I want to know what 49er fans think at 888-957-9570. If I asked you, why do you think the Niners are playing their starters at least a quarter and maybe a half tomorrow against the Raiders, what would you say? And here's the one thing that I think is kind of interesting is, so Shanahan plays Brock Purdy against the Saints without any starters, and we talk about it a little bit, and I think there's a segment of fans that say, don't read into it that much. Don't read into it. That's what he decided. Well, can you say the same thing about this? Yeah, it's the last preseason game. Coaches use the preseason differently week by week by week of the 3 weeks. And Kyle this is the way he's doing it. I don't think Kyle Shanahan does anything without really thinking about it. And I can't believe anything other than, you know what, the other thing is, I'm not saying it's for spite, because he would never do that. But in a way, if you're Kyle Shanahan and your original plan, let's say a month ago or 6 weeks ago, you start to map out your game strategy for the three exhibition games. I think it's very possible that 3 or 4 weeks ago, Shanahan might have been, you know what? Yeah, that third game, we're not gonna do anything in that third game. We're not gonna play the starters. Why would we do that? We're right up against the regular season. But I could see him again, and there's never one thing that's a reason why you do something. But if he is frustrated and he is annoyed by what's going on, whether he's annoyed at Jed or Parag, or whether he's annoyed at the players, maybe he is trying to send a subtle message. You know what? This is my, you know what? They're not here. We've got to move forward. I'm playing my starters, and we got to start seeing what this team is like without Ayuk and Trent Williams, just in case. Just in case. But it's also his way of maybe what happens if this team offensively tomorrow doesn't look good. It has to lead to some kind of movement, I would think, believe it or not. I know it'll just be two quarters, but you can't tell me if the Niners offense does not look good, or if it looks similar to the way it looked against the Saints, that it won't spur something one way or the other.
I also think it indicates urgency. Like, they want to hit the ground running at the beginning of this year, no matter who's on this team. And I think that it indicates urgency because Kyle Shanahan might not be confident to the same level he was at this time last year. Signing last year, week three of the preseason, Brock Purdy didn't play. Deebo Samuel didn't play. Brandon Ayuk didn't play. George Kittle didn't play. Trent Williams obviously didn't play. If you're telling me that, they got the crap knocked out of them by the Raiders and all the rest. You know, they played the Raiders week three last year. Same situation tomorrow night. But now we're hearing that all the starters are going to be out there. That does tell me that Shanahan is not yet fully confident in this group to the point where they don't need these reps. That the risk is worth the reward to get these live bullets flying. Because everyone talks about how the preseason, you just want to get through it.
Right.
You just got to get through healthy. You want to get to the regular season, have your full roster intact, and then boom. You want to hit the ground running. Well, Kyle Shanahan, clearly by playing his starters on Friday, I think he's telling us that he does not believe yet that he has full confidence that this team can hit the ground running. That he needs his guys to either, you know, feel the hits or get some, I don't know, particular plays under their belts. And especially Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock Purdy did not play much last preseason, and some of that could have been because of the elbow. But if he plays the majority of the half against the Las Vegas Raiders, I mean, why does he need those reps? Why would he need those reps unless Kyle Shanahan believes that this team ain't 100% going into week one?
Well, exactly. And the more I think about it, the more I think that we've been looking at training camp as though, you know, is it going to hurt us down the line without these two guys? Is it going to linger into the season? And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I think a lot of people say it doesn't matter yet, it doesn't matter yet. I really think that part of this could also be that Kyle Shanahan is not happy with the way training camp's gone. I'm sure Ayuk and Trent Williams are the biggest parts of it. But maybe he just doesn't like where they are. Maybe he feels like they're a little distracted. Maybe he feels like those guys not being there has taken some kind of toll that he can't quite put his finger on. And maybe this is Kyle Shanahan's way of acknowledging, quite frankly, that training camp hasn't gone well and that he has got to do something that maybe he didn't plan on doing a month or two ago, and that's playing the starters in week three. And if that's part of the reason, which it might be, then That tells me he's as concerned as the preseason and what's happened in training camp as some fans.
Well, I think what he's trying to prevent is 2020. He's trying to prevent a Super Bowl hangover. And maybe this is his way of kicking guys' ass into gear. Basically saying that you guys, in the past, you don't play most of the preseason. You definitely don't play week three of the preseason. I need you out there because I need you to understand how important the beginning of this season is, because we cannot head into 2024, week one of the regular season, anything but 100%. And I think you're right. Like what I've been sniffing around from Shanahan is he's tired of answering questions about players that aren't there. He's tired about not talking about his, you know, how well his quarterback's doing or the positives from camp. He's probably also tired of just the circus that's been this offseason, and unnecessarily so. It does indicate to me that Shanahan did not believe that this would happen for this long. I'm sure right. He believed it was a possibility. But 6 months ago, if you ask Kyle Shanahan, do you think at the third week of the preseason that you're not going to have your left tackle and you're not going to have your number one wide receiver in pads? He'd tell you, well, maybe Trent, that's kind of a wink-wink understanding. But B.A., well, I mean, you know, we'll come to a conclusion at some point.
Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and read it, because and I'll address it. The 510, classic preseason overreaction, and you guys are fueling the fan base. All right, 510, you tell me why the starters are playing this year, but they didn't play last year in the third preseason game. And you can't just tell me Kyle Shanahan flipped a coin. He flipped a coin, and it came up, play the starters. So tell me why you think this is going on right now. And to me, the only thing I can think of is that he doesn't think his team is necessarily where it should be right now, and he needs to get a better look. And maybe it also ties into the fact that they had to cancel those joint practices with the Saints. But I also think it's a little more than that. And I want to know what 49er fans think at 888-957-9570. The starters are going to play. And here's the other thing. When Purdy played last week against the Saints, and he was the only starter out there, essentially, along with some offensive linemen, I agree with people. Like, what are you really going to see? What did you learn about Purdy last week? Nothing. But what can you learn about him this week? Well, I'll tell you one thing you can learn about Purdy this week is what he looks like without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. The other thing is, could this be a sign that the Niners are starting to prepare for regular season games without one or two of these guys? Or is that too much of a stretch? And if that's too much of a stretch, fine. But maybe they're doing it for precaution, that they don't want to go out on the field against the Jets with a lineup that they've never played together, essentially, before without those two guys.
But they canceled joint practices because of precaution.
Right.
And that's why I don't necessarily buy that that's the reason that you didn't have those practices, because they canceled joint practices a week ago because Shanahan, in his words, the risk was not worth the reward. They didn't have enough bodies. Well, do you really have that many more bodies a week later? And if injury is a concern, well, then why are your starters going to be on the field? Because those are your most important dudes. And if you're telling me you're already thin on the back end, well, then losing potentially one of your starters is really going to hurt, especially if you don't already have an Ayuk or Trent Williams. Christian McCaffrey's not going to play in this game. He's been dealing with a calf. You know, there are players that aren't going to play in this game because either they're banged up or because they're not 100%. But I don't buy the joint practices thing, because Kyle Shanahan, if there's one thing that I feel like I've learned about him in his time as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, is that he does not do anything that isn't on purpose. There is a reason for everything. And sending his starters out, not just for a series. Again, it sounds like they're going to be out there for the better part of a half.
Right.
They're going to get multiple series. That indicates to me that he wants them to build a rhythm. and that perhaps he hasn't been happy with the rhythm that they've been operating with in training camp as well as their first two preseason games. And this is an interesting theory, I think, from the Xfinity mobile text line. You know, you got to try and switch things up. Okay, well, you haven't won a Super Bowl to this point, so maybe the way you've approached preseason should be different than last year. Again, I don't think that Shanahan would do this without some sort of purpose, because it's going to be asked about after the game. If he indeed plays the majority of his starters for the better part of a half against the Raiders, he's going to be asked about it.
Yep.
And he's not going to step to the podium without a reason or something that is going to tell you exactly what he thinks. And so I do think that there's more urgency on the third preseason game than there's ever been before under Kyle Shanahan, and trying to figure out why is what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Yeah. 650, you know, we've got some people on the Xfinity mobile text line. You know, 510 said, I agree with the other 510, texting that we're overreacting. What are we overreacting to? The fact that the starters are playing? I think that's pretty noteworthy. If you look around the league, there's some starters who are going to play, and there's a lot of starters who aren't going to play. But the 650, I tend to agree a little more with this one from the 650. I think Kyle's sending a message. I kind of do, too. And I don't know who the message is to, but I kind of think it's to everybody, believe it or not. I think it's to the guys who are there. Maybe he's not happy with what he's seen. I think it might be to the two guys who aren't there. Hell, I think it might be a little message to the front office of, okay, let's take a look at what this team, what we look like without these two guys. And the last thing, 49er fans, the ones that think there's no need to overreact or we're making a mountain out of a molehill, how could you not be concerned if they don't look good tomorrow? And I'm talking offensively. How could you not be concerned if they put in another game? Can't be as bad as the Saints game. But what if it's not very good?
Or what if they look great? Because if they look really good, I'm going to take something away from that. That this team looks like they're in rhythm, that they're operating with a synchronicity that wasn't there a week ago, that honestly hasn't been there the entire preseason.
Yep.
And maybe that's what Kyle Shanahan is trying to find out. Okay, so we haven't looked great in practice, and some of that's because guys are banged up, we don't have our full complement of characters, all the rest. But if we can go into the third preseason game and just hit the ground running, basically show and go this thing, well, it's not just for me to evaluate where my team is at, but also for the players to understand that they still can turn it on, that they still have what it takes to get to the mountaintop. And even get past that, because there's going to be times in games where your rhythm isn't there and you're going to have to turn it on. And I think we saw the Niners do that at points last season, but obviously not enough to win a Super Bowl. So I think Kyle Shanahan, and I'm not even comparing him to what the rest of the teams are doing around the league. That's their prerogative. Andy Reid can do whatever he wants.
Right.
Dan Campbell can do whatever he wants. Nick Sirianni can do whatever he wants. What I'm looking at is Kyle Shanahan compared to himself, because he has not played starters in the final week of the preseason before. And I think there's a reason why he's doing it now.
No, I agree. I agree. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to talk more about it on the other side. And 49er fans, it's a simple question. Why do you think Kyle Shanahan is doing something a little outside what he's normally done, or what at least we've seen him do as his tenure with the 49ers has unveiled? And do you read into it at all? And I do. I think it's telling us that he doesn't like where they're at right now, and that it might be time to start taking a look at what this team looks like if their two holdouts don't come back.
Well, and also
the regular season opener.
Steiny, I'm excited because in an hour we can talk to a guy that's been in those situations.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk to Vernon Davis, who has played with one of the most aggressive and purposeful coaches in 49ers history in Jim Harbaugh. And I'm curious to know what he thinks about starters playing in the final week of the preseason. I mean, he played with 4 weeks preseason, but
yeah.
Vernon Davis, I'm sure, can give us some insight.
And where are my fans out there? Like Guru, Steiny, I'm worried. What if somebody gets hurt? Well, guess what? You risk getting hurt when you play. And the 49ers starters are playing.
Oh, no!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.